This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I always like to speak about love, and I teach fiqh of love and marriage. But today, I would like to change the subject, unfortunately, because sometimes we have to speak about divorce as well, because that's reality. You know, divorce is a very common thing, unfortunately, these days, but it's also a very old thing. Some people said divorce took place soon after marriage was initiated. And we know from the Sunnah of the Prophet ﷺ that Ismail divorced his wife based on the recommendation of his father Ibrahim alayhi salam. So this sharia of divorce is something very old in the history and known through the history of the prophets and their sharia's, their laws. And in our religion as well, divorce is a solution. And I would like to answer a question that many people ask: what is the ruling of divorce in Islam? But before I start with what is the ruling of divorce in Islam, I would like to say that it is so scary, the high rate of divorce that we see. I read in some statistic in America, we have from every 10 to 11 seconds, there is a divorce case. I read about even some Muslim country that they have every 8 minutes, there is a divorce case. You know, the rate of divorce is way higher than the rate of marriage in so many Muslim countries that I have read about. And this is something scary. Even inside America, I read some statistics saying that in the Muslim community, the rate of divorce is above 35%, can goes to 40%, especially in the younger crowd, among the younger crowd. I'll tell you, as an imam, I see cases of divorcee and people divorcing each other in all kind of age, all kind of backgrounds. Even one of the things that I never seen before and quite coming many times now, older couples comes and telling me, hey, we want to get divorced. And I always ask myself, why there is such, it became kind of phenomenal, why there is so many divorces happening today? And there are so many reasons for this, especially among the young generation. I think number one is wrong choices, that the person doesn't take enough time to choose the right person. Became very simplistic in the way we're looking for our future spouse. Oh, I want someone just being religious. Okay, what about other? What about character? What about habits? You know, these make a great impact on life. But financial, basically, capabilities, he or she, what financially they are capable of providing or not as a husband. You know, when the Prophet ﷺ, a woman asked him, what is the rule, if he would recommend Muawiyah for marriage, he told her, he doesn't have money to marry you. So finance can be a reason for you to reject the proposal because this person cannot provide. One of the reasons as well, I found that many people get divorced because people have people impatient. And today, people have this culture of changing. And marriage became something not sacred anymore. Ta'zim al-zawaj, that honoring the marriage, is not something that I see today in many people's heart and eyes. You know, where is what the Prophet ﷺ said about husband, that he told a woman for, that he is your Jannah or your Nar, your way to paradise or your way to hellfire? Where is this a view from husbands to his wife when he knows that she is the one who completed half of his deen, completed because of her. We don't look at the marriage as a sacred relation, as a tie between two, and this tie made by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself. فَإِنَّكُمْ اسْتَحْلَلْتُمْ فَرُجُهُنَّ بِكَلِمَةِ اللَّهِ. One of the reasons that a lot of people get divorced because the level of morality and akhlaq is way down these days, unfortunately. People have bad language when they talk to each other. They're not nice and fight. fights, and things turn nasty very quickly. No sabr, no patience, no forgiveness. And that's one of the reasons that I believe the rate of marriages is increasing. Also, because every party feels that independent woman have her income, her you know, career, her job. There's so many things in her life. And for him, it's the same thing as well. So they don't feel the need for that relationship. I'm not saying marriage is what connect me to this man or to this woman is because the need. No, but definitely that's part of it, that I feel I need that person in my life. I'm less without him or without her. When I see my spouse this way, it's not easy for me to let that spouse go away. When I hear even in the history, Al-Asma'i said that there is a man divorced 5 women in the at one setting. You know, I can't understand why people became so careless about divorce. So he was asked, how can a man divorce 5 wives? You know, you only have 4. He said, yes, he divorced the first one. So the second one said to him, how can you divorce your wife for no reason? He said, oh, you divorced 2. So the third one told him, 2 in one sitting? He said, no, 3. You the third one. So the fourth one, so let me join them because I'm not going to be living with you. He said, you are divorced 2. So his neighbor, she heard the horrible thing of that man. And she said from her house, what a terrible man you are. He said, you be quiet. She said, why? Would you divorce? Are you going to divorce me too? You know, he said, you know what? You are divorced if your husband agree. Then the husband said, I agree. So that's the true story. Also, I mentioned it. So this man known in the history as the man who divorced 5 wives at one time. Maybe that's a little exaggeration, but unfortunately, divorce became something so easy to be said today, to be asked by so many spouses. And I want from the beginning with the first advice for all of you, if you are going through a tough time and about to get divorced, hey, don't rush to divorce. Don't just ask for it. Don't say, you know, we don't love each other anymore. Somebody was just telling me that one of the common reasons in America for a couple to get divorced because they're not in love anymore with each other. You know what? If you don't love your husband anymore, you don't love your spouse anymore or your wife anymore, reignite that love. It's like for someone telling me, you know, I want to sell my car. Why? Because I run out of gas. Okay, go put gas in your car so you can run the car. Just don't go dump the car and sell the car. You know, I think you can get that love back to your heart. Work in your marriage before you think about divorce. But divorce still is an option. But there is many rules need to be learned about it. And that's, inshallah, I would like to explain in my next episode.